Welcome to Man Talk, a ministry sponsored by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where we're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and to point men to their God-assigned roles. Now here's your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr.
Good morning, Will Hardy.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. We just would like to say thank you as we open up this morning to all of our listeners. We've been so blessed that it's gone worldwide. We've hit quite a few countries and just want to say thank you so much. And please continue to pass the link to the podcast to your friends. Feel free to share any information or questions you'd like for us to try to address on our podcast. It's very important that we have feedback from you folks. And again, as always, we thank you so very, very much for being a part of it. Will, what's on the topic today?
Well, today, Roy, we're going to talk about compromise. And I think when we look at compromising, there's a number of aspects we can look at. But what we want to look at is when we compromise our faith for the acceptance of someone who wants us to compromise, that's a non-believer.
Or even believers, right? We even have compromised expectations from some believers because we know what's going on in the church these days. We've talked about that. The churches are moving into the world the world's moving into the church rather than church moving into the world.
Yes, and it's a bigger picture, too, than that because, you know, there's reasons behind why you have this influx of one and the other. You know, so it's sort of like a reaction, a chemical reaction that you can drive it one way and then you put something else in the mixture and you drive it another way. And so that's what's happening. You're getting this driving effect from the world aspect in the church and then the church aspect into the world.
That's a good way of putting it. And we could almost say it's a toxic effect at times, right? You gave the chemical analysis.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so when we look at compromise, though, we look at there's one good example in Revelations chapter 2. And when Jesus Christ is speaking here, he's talking to the church at Pergama. And he says that, "I know your works." This is Revelations 2 beginning in 13. "I know your works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith. Even in the days of Antipas, my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan's seats dwell." Now, he talks about Satan's seat three times in that particular verse. And anytime when you're talking about a seat, that represents power, authority, or even a capital of. So we talk
Correct.
About like the seat of Rome, generally you're talking about the Pope. So here he's saying that here you are in the midst of a place in Pergama where Satan's seat dwells and you've kept my faith. So you've been faithful to me, but there is an exception. And I don't know if you have the rest of that verse up, Roy, on verse number 14. But he goes further and he talks about that there's some things that he has against them.
Yes, well, I've got that, and it's in the NIV version. "Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. There are some among you who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin so that they are food sacrificed, or they ate food sacrificed to idols and committed sexual immorality."
And I think, Roy, it's that sexual immorality piece that we want to concentrate on the most, because what happened is recently I was reading a story that was actually on the religious news network or service. And they were talking about 100 Methodist branches of the United Methodist Church that was branching off from the main body is because there were certain practices that the main body was accepting and these 100 branches did not want to accept. And of course, mainly that was looking into gay marriages and putting people who were gay into leadership positions within the church. And see, that's a very fine line, because what you have is you have a situation to where you say, if you're not going to accept the people within your congregation, then you're discriminating against them on the one hand. But if you accept, you know, their views and values without question or contention, then what happens is you're saying now you're compromising your faith. So that's a very good question to the listening audience and to just us in the room is, what would you do if you were pastor of a church, Roy, and all of a sudden you had a group of, you know, gay people come in, and you had a person who sat there, and then all of a sudden they're holding hands or they show affection? If they start showing affection with each other in the church, how would you address that as the pastor? What would you say to them? Because on the one hand, you want to show love, but on the other hand, you don't want to discriminate. But then on the other hand, you don't want to compromise your values.
Right. Well, that's a great question, Will. And I guess that applies to anybody that we know that would be sinning against the word of God, right? Whether it's that particular area or other things. But within this particular area, that's a great question. Many, many pastors are facing that challenge today. And for me personally, I would have to first go to the Father in prayer about that, because we know that we're supposed to love all people, but we're also supposed to stand on our standards as it relates to what we believe in, right, within the Bible. So that's something that would have to be addressed by the pastor of the church, because it's a public show of affection within same sex is against what the Bible says, right?
Yes, it is. It is. But what you, I think there's that the side when you come to people who want to accept that particular mindset.
Right.
Now, I think when you come into a situation like that, then it has to be made unequivocally and perfectly clear that there are certain things that as part of this congregation, and if you hold to this standard, when you come into our midst, that there are certain things that you basically should not do.
Right.
And if the person cannot accept those things, then maybe this is not the place for them. Mm. So I think that's, as a pastor, that's how I would do it. We would take it on a one-to-one basis.
Right.
Because in today's times, Roy, what you have is you have individuals who are actually coming into a local church, and they're saying, if we find ourselves hated or discriminated against, then we're going to, you know, take you to the government and saying that you're talking hate speech, which is happening. It's happening around the United States. There's a pastor up in Canada near Alberta about 4 or 5 years ago who was basically jailed because he was preaching Romans 1. Mm. And so, you know, that's that fine line.
Well, Will, you make a very, very good observation and a very good direction here for us as the body of Christ. I think the key is that we've got to just love people and stand on our standards. And that's where people, most Christians, have a difficult time. You know, they think they can't love people and stand on their standards, the biblical standards by that, I mean, because God's very clear in his direction about this, very clear on how he feels about this, amongst other sins as well. So we have to be diligent in walking this thing out properly. And I love the way you put it. You know, just these are our expectations as part of the body of Christ, no different than any other group you're participating in. And in this case, we have biblical standards that we're following. And if those can't be followed, then it does require some conversation, and maybe they need to find another place of worship.
Exactly. Because I think the tendency is, and I want to bring up this another article that I read in 2015. I think it was the Trinity Broadcasting Network. They featured a story on there where down in South Carolina, the Southern Baptists, they also had on their website that they're not going to no longer discriminate. And of course, you have to basically dive into that word to say, what do you mean when you say discriminate. Mm-hmm. But on their website, they said that they are opening their doors to basically everyone, regardless of sex, gender, or their knowledge in reference to what the Bible says about this or that. And if they go against that, then we're going to accept them for who they are. So ultimately, what you're going to have here is you're going to have a conflict of interest. You're going to have conflicting views somewhere along the line, because if a person hold to a particular view, and then all of a sudden you know that you're holding the Word of God standard, and that standard is against their view, it's going to ultimately clash. It's going to ultimately conflict. And you ultimately might have a divide within the church. Some people mm-hmm. say, I'm going to hold and say we should continue to love these people and do what we do because we are children of God. And on the other hand, we're saying, how can we love someone and we're trying to uphold that standard, and ultimately we're going to disagree somewhere along the way? How can we have a united body? As Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together except they be in agreement?
Well, like we talked about at the dinner the other night, you have to be in one accord. So you have to be reading off the same page of standards. In our case, it's reading out of the Bible and adhering to what God's direction is for our life. And if you want to compromise to your word, compromise this, then you're going to have conflict. You're going to have disagreements. You're going to have a parting of the ways. So I think that's what makes us so unique as a society, is that we try to make everything fit for everybody. It just doesn't work that mm-hmm. way. If you're a follower of Christ, you just need to say, these are the things that I believe in. This is the way I live my life. If you choose to live differently, that's okay, because that's your choice. You have to be held accountable, just like I have to be held accountable for my choices and my actions. So you as another individual will be held accountable for your actions and your decisions, no matter what it is. You know, this is obviously a hot topic right now across our society, but especially given the current decision as of late with Roe versus Wade, then there are also now other conversations are coming around that they're concerned about, that's going to be rules change and that sort of thing. So we've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back to you here.
Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry would like to invite you to our monthly men's breakfast, held every first, third, and fifth Friday of each month. You enjoy fun fellowship in the Word of God as we break bread together. The meetings are held at First Christian Church, 1130 North Main Street, Kernersville, North Carolina. We start promptly at 6:30 a.m. and have a hard stop at 8 o'clock a.m. Come join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr.
Welcome back to Man Talk. Will, back to the conversation. I think that's the key for all of us as followers of Christ, so that we don't get distracted, as you and I have talked about many times, with all the worldly issues. And you always are great about this. Look at things through the biblical lens. And if it holds up to biblical testing, you're solid. If it goes against what the Bible tells us in biblical view, then you're not solid if you're doing those things. It's very simple. As a follower of Christ, now we know the unbelievers, they don't hold to those guidelines. They don't hold to God's direction because they just have chosen not to do that, or don't believe in God, whatever it may be.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you brought that up, Roy, because, you know, as Bishop Jackson was talking about during the meeting on the week we had on Thursday, he really brought home something that really appealed to me. And of course, that was when he said, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, I'm neither one of those.
That's right.
And that's always been my position.
Yes.
Always. That I never look at groups or organizations, because, you know why, Roy? Because I just read where 47 congressmen who were Republicans mm-hmm. For the senator and House of Representatives are now in favor of voting with the same-sex marriage rights. And one of the senators is Tom Tillis from North Carolina. So, see, this is why you can't do that. You have to look at, say, I'm not associating or filling myself with any group, because I know everybody within that group does not hold
to the same values
because they're compromising.
Yeah.
And see, and in an election year, and I'm passionate about this, folks, but in an election year, you hear individuals who are doing this, and of course, we're coming up into an election year, and they're doing it because of the votes, and then they may switch back or they may have another mindset, but their motives, the key is their motives is not pure when they do things like this.
Yeah, it's...
And it's because they're not standing on a solid foundation,
right,
which is the Word of God.
They're moving with the wind, depending
absolutely
on where they're going to get the most votes or what the most popular thing is to put them back in office or to keep them in office.
Absolutely.
Folks, and with the message we want to really make clear here is that you've got to love each other. And part of being a loving person to another person is be willing to speak truth into them and speak truth to them. And sometimes that's difficult because, you know, you don't want to say things that you think that might hurt their feelings or that may offend them. But let's be honest. If you're thinking about their eternal well-being, then the moment in this earthly disruption, if you will, if you've said something that may upset somebody or that they may hurt their feelings, but you're doing it out of love and you're trying to get their eternal salvation secure, then it's okay. I'm not saying you go out and you lambast people and do all that kind of thing. You come from a position of love, share your heart, and before you even do that, pray ahead of that conversation, right, Will?
Absolutely.
We've got to be bold in our witness, be bold in our position, but be loving and tender. You know, Jesus was loving and tender, but he was bold and he was a warrior and had no problem doing both. And that's what we as followers of Christ need to be.
Until he drove out the money changers.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So see, there was another side of Jesus.
That
and
was
so
the warrior side.
We want to understand that the Word of God is going to offend you. And I'm glad it offended me in my sin.
Me as well.
Because what happens is if it don't do that, then you have a tendency to do exactly on the topic that we're talking about, compromising what you're doing to maintain whatever standard you're maintaining and not wanting to let go of it. And of course, you have to let go of whatever it is you're holding on to that's not getting you biblically sound and putting you in a position so you can represent Jesus Christ in the absolute best way possible. When we looked at that verse, Roy, and we talked about the way of Balaam and Balak, see, Balaam, what he did is he compromised the gifts that God gave him as a prophet. It's what he did. Mm-hmm. He sold himself out for money. And so Balak said, this is what I want you to do. I'm going to shower you with all kinds of gifts. And of course, you can find this in Numbers chapter 22 through chapters 25. It's where you can find this. But what Balak did is he said, I want you to go and curse the children of Israel. And what happened is when he did that.
We have to take a quick break there. Folks, we're going to let you know about an upcoming event here real soon. We've got Bold Meeting the second Saturday of each month, held at the Crossing at the Pecan Lane in Kernersville. Second, we'd like to tell you that if you'll join our website, www.tawcum.com, TAWCMM.com, and hit the link for christianbook.com, you can make your purchases through christianbook.com on our website, and it gives a little bit of money back to the ministry. We get a small fee for you accessing it through our website, and it helps support our ministry. So please, if you have a chance, jump out there and make an order off christianbook.com.
And so, Roy, what we were talking about is we were saying how Balaam and Balak, you know, got into that situation to where Balak wanted to pay off Balaam and use the gifts that God had given him to curse Israel. And of course, we know the account when he was on his way and the donkey that he was riding, a mule that he was riding, saw the angel of the Lord, and the mule went around the other way. And when the mule went around the other way, Balaam struck the mule. And then the angel of the Lord moved into the way of the rider again. So all of a sudden, the mule went around the other way. Now, what's interesting about this is when we talk about and read that story in Numbers 22 through 25 of chapters, what we miss out is the eyes of Balaam was not open, but the eyes of the mule or donkey was open. And later, God opened up the eyes of Balaam so he could see the angel of the Lord with the fiery sword. My point here is this, Roy, is that we are blind to the things that the Lord put in front of us because we are allowing ourselves to compromise where we stand with our Christian values. Mm-hmm. We are blinded to that, but others who are around us who are holding to those values, they're true. And so God is showing them things, whereas the individual who wants to continue hold to his own values or position that is contrary against the will of God, we're blinded.
Well, and that individual is holding their personal views in connection with their Christian views. They're running a parallel run, right, Will? They've got things paralleled. I'm going to hold on to these things, but over here I'm going to think about things the way God wants me to think about. And I'm going to walk it out in this portion, but over here I'm going to hold on to these things because that's what I personally believe. And we know that's wrong because you can't be double standard. You can't be double-edged. You have to either die to self and follow Christ or choose to walk away from Christ. Running the middle of the road, and we know how God feels about being lukewarm, right? It's going to spew us out. You've got to either be in or out. And Will, you make the point earlier about this whole crossing of the thought processes and what the church is, I guess, you know, starting to kowtow down to in some of these issues. What happened at Sodom and Gomorrah for our listeners that maybe don't know the story? What happened at Sodom and Gomorrah?
Well, you know, that was a city of immorality. And of course, God brought judgment upon the city because of where they stood. Now, what's interesting, though, about what God said in the 15th verse here in Revelations is he said, repent. See, that's what the people of Sodom and Gomorrah didn't do. They didn't repent. And as a result, he said, I'm going to come quickly and I'm going to fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Now notice, them is those who are holding on to their own values rather than looking at what God said and turning away from compromising yourself with the world. And he says, I'm going to come quickly and I'm going to judge them with the sword out of his mouth, which is the word of God. Mm. But on the other token, Roy, he said that if you overcome, he's going to give that person to eat the hidden manna. So he's going to give them the hidden manna. He's going to give them and allow them to see things that other people cannot see because they're holding on to those values.
Hmm. Well, it's a lot to process. It's just a lot to process. And folks, I know it comes pretty heavy, you know, and it's a challenge to most of it where everybody stands as a follower of Christ. You've either got to be all in or all out. It's that simple. All in or all out. So don't compromise, whether it's on this topic or any other topic, whether it's drunkenness or thievery or lying, all those things. You need to be solid. And, you know, we're all going to make mistakes. God forgives us. All we got to do is repent and continue to move on the journey. So we thank you for joining us today. We've got just about a few more seconds, Will. Any parting words?
Well, I just want to thank God for the listening audience. And we certainly want to continue this because we do have other verses, Roy, that we wanted to talk about. And
so
absolutely. And we want to make sure that we don't allow anything to get away from us that we want to bring to the broadcast, because I think there's something for everyone when you listen to the word of God.
As we conclude today's show, TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, are building a community of men to be servant leaders in their home, communities, churches, and work environment. Check us out at our website for upcoming events and regular scheduled meetings. Don't forget to send us an email for topics that you would like us to visit in the future. Thank you for joining us today on Man Talk. Visit us at TAWCMM.com.